Here it is Sunday night, and it's time for their annual party for the Houston Magicians. It's not necessarily the IBM or the SAM or the Houston Association of Magicians, but everyone who is a local magician and affiliated with some organization or another is invited, even visiting magicians. Always a great time at the home of Gene and Betty Protus down here in League City, which is kind of south towards NASA way. I'm right here right now with Bill Palmer. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Interrupting him in midstream and a bite to eat over here. Now, you're going to be going to some conventions later this year, aren't you?
I'll be going to World Magic Seminar.
And that's going to be in Vegas in February?
The end of February, beginning of March.
Okay. And you're heading over to Austria, you said?
Actually, I'll be heading... I'm thinking about going to Austria, but the big one I'm going to is the one in London over our Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. It's the Eurocall 4, the European History and Collections Conference number 4.
Okay.
This takes place every 2 years. The last one was in Vienna. I had to miss it because we had another one going on here that
right.
I had to kind of take care of, but it's a really interesting convention. It's a very small one. Only a couple of hundred people are allowed.
Yeah.
And they come from all over Europe and the U.S. I have a lot of friends there.
Well, I'm posting this over on Facebook, so you can say hello to a few friends.
Okay, well, hello, friends on Facebook, since I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you got off.
Yeah, I did. I got tired of the intrusions.
The intrusions, while you're trying to get... okay.
Yep.
I can understand. Okay. Very good. Well, we'll kind of move around here as we go and talk with a few other people as well, so stay tuned. Got to overlook you. Good to see you then, too. Got Gary Plants with us in right now, and we were just talking about the Columbus Magi Fest, and you said you used to attend for like 25 years.
Right. It was about...
when you lived in Virginia.
Local. Lived in West Virginia,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Not to be confused with Virginia, sorry.
Correct. There's two different two different states. But, that was one of the first major conventions that I went to probably 25 years ago. And
did you ever compete in any of the contests or anything?
No, never entered any of the contests.
Yep.
You know, Goshman was a regular there. We used to see him. Of course, David Williamson.
Yep.
One of the first places I met David Williamson. And,
yep.
And it was a fantastic convention. And it's I miss it now that I'm here in Texas. I get back once every three or four years. But
yep.
Matter of fact, there was one year, I think it may have been in 77, they had the year of the blizzard, and I had just started going to the convention, and there was no way to get there. Plane, train, automobile, everything
Nothing.
Was shut down. So that's I had gone a year or two and then missed that one because it was just impossible to get to. But then
did they hold the convention even?
You know, I think they did, but I don't know what kind of turnout that they had. But it was very difficult to get to.
You know, I went to the convention when it had the blizzard in, this was in the 80s in
Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
I was there too.
That's right. You were there with us. That's right. Yeah, we had to have an extra day. That was fun. We were snowed in.
Shipping food in, flying food in.
Yeah, they'd drop it in like helicopter. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Because
they couldn't get through the road there. That was a lot of fun.
But what a better place to be snowed in at than
a
magic convention.
Exactly. You know? Plenty of entertainers.
Yeah.
That was really a fun good. Time. Hey, Charlie, let me just ask you a quick question over here because I'm about to run out of time on this little mini podcast. This is a 5-minute podcast. So tell me now, in the post H&R year. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Charlie Randall I got with me then right now. So post H&R months. So how is it in retirement for you for the
great.
Magic?
It's great. Just the life of leisure. It couldn't be any better.
So are you still publishing? Planning on publishing?
I am. I'm working on two things right now. Nick Trost number 3 and then the 4F book, which we've got to get out this year. And then several other smaller projects. But those are the next two going to be out. So, yeah, I'm still very busy. Don't really notice that much different. So
yeah. It's just you don't have Dick to talk to, you know, or go and meet up with a long drive every day.
Every
week.
Once a week, yeah. I used to go up there and say, not a lot of difference. So,
Marshall seems to be doing pretty well.
He's doing very well. He's doing real well. He's just starting a blog. He wants us to contribute to that. So if you go there on the website, you'll see our writings here soon. Probably more Richard than myself.
That's magicbookshop.com, right?
Right.
Yep.
And that's it.
Keep him busy. Excellent. All right. Well, we're about to run out of room over here. So for this portion of the little excerpt, 5 minutes, this is Scotty out.